Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing okay today, Terry. How are you doing today?
Doing good, doing good. If you would like to join us, please come to the chat room by going to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and clicking on Vandale Andrew's name. That will bring you right into the chat room. You can also call in and speak with Vandale on 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Saxophonist Vandale Andrew returns with a brand new CD called Years Later and A Married Man. Welcome back to the show, Vandale.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Glad to be back.
And congratulations on both fronts, getting married and this new CD.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think the last time we talked to you was March, and that's when you told us that you were getting married. So, when was the wedding?
It was on June 18th.
Okay. All right. Well, good for you. Good for you. All right. So tell us about Years Later.
Well, how do I even say this? It came about just, I was at gigs, you know, often where people would say, that original song that you just played, do you have that on CD? At the time, I was just selling the EP with the three songs, mm-hmm. and I would play other original tunes, but I didn't have them on CD or recorded or anything. So I just saw it as an opportunity to put, you know, the collection of original songs that wasn't recorded, you know, together and package it as a CD and, mm-hmm. you know, make that available for my fans who, you know, was seeming to like the music that I was playing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an idea, one of those light bulbs, and that actually went through.
Now, is the title Years Later in reference to the experience you had with Katrina and having to move from New Orleans?
Yes. Yes, it's the experience from Katrina as well as at the time I was about to be married. So, you know,
okay.
Just everything from the year 2005 to now.
Okay. So tell everyone a little bit about, because I read what you put on the website about the CD. So tell everyone about that and kind of give them, you know, a little bit more background on the CD.
I would say about 70% of the songs from Years Later were written in reference to an experience after Katrina. You know, there's a song called After the Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Could this be, let's spend it together. It's all, you know, about experiences after, you know, Hurricane Katrina and me relocating to Dallas and starting my life here.
Okay. And how many songs are on the CD?
And 9 songs on the CD.
9 songs. And how many songs do you have left to put on other CDs?
I have about maybe 3 or 4. I've been already writing and, you know, arranging some new stuff. So hopefully the new one will be pretty soon.
Busy, busy, busy man. Okay, well, let's go ahead and start with the first song, After the Storm. Again, this is from saxophonist Vandell Andrews' new CD, Years Later. And this CD is available on your website as well as where else?
It's available on the website via CD Baby. It's also available on iTunes and Amazon MP3.
All right, well, pick that up, and let's start with the song After the Storm. Saxophonist Vandell Andrews' new CD, Years Later. Now, this CD is dedicated to Brandon Franklin. Who is that?
Brandon Franklin is my cousin. He passed away last year, I think in May. And he was a really influential person in my career. He started playing the saxophone probably about maybe 4 or 5 years before I did. And we're around the same age. And we're about a couple months apart. But when I started, he really helped me out a whole lot with just learning the instrument and everything. And he lived in New Orleans, so we always kept contact and everything. And it was just, we always kept contact, and he let me know what was going on in his world, and I let him know what was going on in mine.
Mm-hmm.
When, of course, when I found out that he passed, I felt that he deserved a dedication. You know, whether it was a recording or something that had to do with my music, I believe that he deserved it. And I devote a piece of my career to him.
Okay. Okay. Now, who's working with you on the CD?
Actually, I produced it myself, minus the three songs from the EP. I used three songs that I had on the EP, and I put it on the CD. Josh Good produced those three songs. But the rest of them was all self-produced.
Okay. Well, all right.
Now, with these tracks, how many did you have any other tracks that you got saved up that you haven't used, or those are all the ones that you had? All right.
No, I have a couple. I have a couple other tracks that I haven't used. I felt like those were just the perfect ones for this album, you know, for the story that I was trying to tell. I would say, like I said, about three or four other tracks that I just didn't use.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like the one that I just played, After the Storm. I like that one a lot.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that was a nice one. Okay, the next song, Could This Be? Tell me about this one.
Could This Be is, I wrote this when you know, the beginning of my relationship with my now wife. It was just that part of the relationship where you realize that you, you know, are falling in love, and it's just about that feeling that you get early in the relationship when you feel like you're falling in love. That good feeling, of course.
That good feeling, that's right.
Yes.
Okay, we're talking to saxophonist Vandale Andrew. If you would like to speak with him, the number is 646-716-5485. His new CD is called Years Later. This is Could This Be?
Thank you.
Could This Be? That was from saxophonist Vandell Andrews, a new CD, Years Later. So now you're in Dallas, Texas?
Yes.
Okay. Are you getting ready to, do you have any, like, performances scheduled? Are you getting ready to put something together?
Yes. This September 2nd, I'm doing a, I didn't put the show together. I'm playing a, it's a show called For the Love of Music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much a group of the best R&B neo-soul artists around. We're all going to do maybe like a 30-minute set, something like that. It's on September 2nd in downtown Dallas at Arnetic. Yeah, it's just with a bunch of great artists. And I guess I was fortunate enough to be picked to perform. So.
Okay. Do you have a band, Vandell?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. So then outside of this event on September 2nd, you guys are performing in the area?
Yes, we do a bunch of private parties and play, you know, some wineries and restaurants, sports bars and everything.
And that's where your fans, I mean, because we do that a lot with the artists. You know, when we hear a song that we like, we want to know if it's on a CD, an upcoming CD, you know, when you guys are going to put that out. So it's good that you are answering these fans' requests and doing this for them, you know. That's a good thing. All right, let's spend it together. That's the next song. Tell me about that.
This, my wife always teases when she hears this song because this is what I wrote, you know, when I realized that I wanted to be with her for the rest of my life.
Oh.
So that's what it is.
Oh, that's so nice. Okay, I have a question for you from the chat room. Anita would like to know, do you still play the trumpet?
No, I don't. I haven't really picked it up since I started playing the saxophone.
Okay. All right, the next song, Let's Spend It Together.
Thank you.
Let's Spend It Together. That is dedicated to Vandale's wife. What is her name?
Her name is Duana.
Duana. And it's dedicated to his wife, Duana, and that is from his CD, Years Later. That was really nice. That was very nice. Do you like, do you serenade her? Do you play to her anytime?
Yeah, I do. I do all the time.
Oh, good. Aw, that's so romantic.
I try not to do it too much. I don't want her to, I don't want her to get tired of it, you know, so I try to, you know, do it every once in a while.
That's so romantic. That's so sweet. All right. Well, good. So, you know, you have someone there in your corner to support you with your music, because I'm sure, you know, there's challenging times, and it's always good to have somebody there to support you.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. All right. The next song, Walk My Way. Tell me about this one.
Walk My Way is just that. It's just a feel-good song. That's what the melody came from. I just wanted to, you know, do a melody where it just made people feel good. It's just about being positive and, you know, showing others through my positivity that, you know, life isn't so bad, you know?
All right, this is Walk My Way. Walk My Way. That was from Vandale Andrews' new CD, Years Later. So what else would you like the listeners to know about your music and the CD?
I'd say don't expect it to be the same. The music on this album will be probably a 360 turn from the music on the next album. I don't believe in just being, you know, one-dimensional. I love all kinds of music. And it comes out in my music. So don't expect for it to be the same. And I guess keep an ear out for the next release.
Okay, and you have a tentative date for that?
I don't.
Okay.
Right now I'm actually doing some saxophone stuff and working on my sound, just not as usual. I don't think I'm supposed to be, but I'm not as satisfied with my sound as, you know, I was before. So I don't have a date or anything. It's just I want to get that right.
Okay.
And, of course, give people more to listen to. And, you know, I want to get better and better every album. So.
Right, right. Of course. Okay, well, again, congratulations on this new CD, Years Later, and on your marriage.
Thank you.
Yes, much continued success to you. And please let everyone know again where they can pick up this CD.
You can pick up my CD on my website, vandellmusic.com, spelled V-A-N-D-E-L-L, music.com. You can pick it up on CD Baby. For physical purchases, I actually have a deal where if you buy more than one CD, then you get 20% off the total price. So
okay.
That's on CD Baby. It's also on iTunes and Amazon MP3.
Okay. All right. And you can also follow Vandell on Twitter, Vandell Andrew, all one word. And also hit him up on Facebook, send him a friend request on Facebook as well. All right. Well, thank you again for joining us and allowing us to talk to you about this CD.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, you have a great day, and we look forward to the next one.
Great. You have a great day. Pretty awesome.
All right. All right. Thanks, Vandell. All right. Bye-bye. All right. That was Vandell Andrew. Again, the CD is called Years Later. You can find that on CD Baby at his website, Vandell. AndrewMusic.com, and also hit him up on, I'm sorry, the website is VandellMusic.com, and then hit him up on Facebook. Okay, thank you for those of you in the chat room, Anita and Boney Fan, Carol, and the guests. I didn't really welcome you guys earlier, so I just wanted to acknowledge you and thank you for joining us. I also want to let you know about some new releases coming up next month and further down the road. Next month, September, Spira Gyra, Acoustic Alchemy, Jesse J, and Richard Elliott have new CDs coming out. And then upcoming CDs from Julian Vaughn, Joe Sample, Elizabeth Miss, The Sax Pack, Greg Adams, Chris Stanring, Bob James, and Keiko Matsui are doing a CD together. That should be really nice. I think it was called Four Hand Piano. I think it was the name of the CD. The number four hand piano. And then Hiroshima, Warren Hill has a new CD coming out soon, and Steve Oliver. So be on the lookout for these CDs. I'm looking forward to hearing all of them, especially Richard Elliott's and Warren Hill's. I'm looking forward to hearing those. All right, Mike, are you there? Okay, well, thanks again, everyone, for joining us. That is the show. It is a short one today, but that is the show. Tomorrow we are talking to Chris Godber. That's G-O-D-B-E-R. He has a new CD called My Offering, so we will be talking to him about his CD on tomorrow. And then on Monday, we're talking to Niamen Lyles about his new CD, as well. So that is Monday evening. All right. Thanks again, everyone, for joining us. Carol, Anita, and all of the guests, thank you. And please tune in tomorrow for our interview with Chris Godber. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen, and Mike Reynolds. And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's T-H-A, Daily Grind.